Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo! Last week was absolutely intense. Up early to vote, up late to see the results from the elections, everything from Minneapolis mayor to school board members in Washington County to St. Paul mayors. It was a lot statewide. And there was a lot of turmoil and turnover, some firsts, some historics. I can't think of anybody better that I'd like to chat it up about with than my friend Eric Escala, former WCCO radio host and reporter, award-winning broadcaster from Twin Cities Public Television's Friday Night Political Show Almanac, is back home again. His old room is still here. He can move on. Eric, you can move on back in if you want to. I got an empty desk right across from me. Nobody is sitting in it. If you want to come on back home to CCO Radio, we'll have you. I speak on behalf of everybody. I deputized myself right before the show. I just speak on behalf of everybody that if you would like to come home, you're more than welcome to come on back. You know, a lot of kids are moving back home at 40, 50, 60 years old. They move back in with their mom. They're moving in the basement. They're moving in with the grandparents and stuff. I mean, if you want to come on back home, you know, we here. Doors well, open. The key hadn't changed.
On that topic, what is this kids' separation from their parents thing you were talking about yesterday?
Okay, so there's something that these little ungrateful children are doing. It's called no contact. So what they're doing is as they grow up and leave home and they launch out into adulthood, some of them are choosing not to have any contact with the people who gave them birth, breastfed them, took care of them, put them in school, advocated for them, made sure that they had a safe, warm, comfortable bed to sleep in every night. They just decide, you know what? I don't like my mom. I don't like my dad. I'm just not going to have any contact with them. So then the parents are calling the kids and the kids don't call back. They don't come home. Some of them don't even know where they're living. They have just completely separated themselves from their family, and it's called no contact. And so I was talking to a girlfriend of mine. Her name is Chevelle Johnson. She lives in New Orleans, Louisiana. She is the broadcast supervisor for the Associated Press of the Southwest region. So she oversees Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Very smart broadcaster, been in the business about 35-40 years. And so she told me that she hadn't seen her nephew in 2 years. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And she said, Andrew has not called. We have not talked to him since he graduated from college. He won't return our phone calls. He communicates with his sister every now and again, but we don't even know where he's living. And I said, there's got to be a name for that. It's got to be called something. And since she's at the Associated Press and they do these big time stories like that, there was a story done about no contact. That's the term that they call it. It's when children become adults, and they decide they don't want to have anything to do with their parents or their family. And listen, I'm not talking about the kids who were abused or who were berated or who felt unsafe in the house. I'm talking about the kids who had good parents, who had strong families. All the sacrifices we make for these kids, and then they turn into adults, and then don't want to have no contact with us. If you were gonna separate, we should have did this when you were seven. I could have saved a lot of money on private schools, shoes, underwear, Lunchables, right? Don't no contact me when you become an adult. Let's take care of this on the front end. And so I think, Eric, really what's going on is that these kids, we saw the struggles our parents went through. They did not shield us from the trials and tribulations that they had. They explained things to us, and so we grew up fast. And then somehow, when we became adults, we thought we're going to shield our kids, and they shouldn't know this. This is grown-up trouble. Well, then we made adulting look easy, and so they thought that they don't owe us nothing when they grow up. They thought that, this whole taking care of kids, raising kids, things was just a breeze, and so they don't have, like you love your mama, you visit your mama, you with your mama right now, y'all talk on the phone on Fridays. Like, they don't have that kind of relationship with us, because they didn't see the struggle. Like, they don't see the need. Like, they don't feel obligated almost to return even the common courtesy of returning a phone call. It's baffling to the parents who raised them, even more baffling to grandparents. Like, my parents are like, we call Andrew almost every week and he never calls us back.
So
The
you're seeing
grandparents
some of
who
this in
sent
your
you.
family?
Oh yeah, and this is across the board. This is not black or white, north or south, east or west. This is all across the country. Like, if you Google no contact, stories will come up, and parents are just baffled. Grandparents are mortified. I'm like, these are the grandparents who advocated for you, who never missed Christmas, birthdays, who were here for graduations and special occasions, who kept me from spanking and disciplining you, who went against my wishes and did things with you and for you that I told them not to do. The ones who took off their job to go to Grandparents' Day at school, you don't want to call them back? Okay. All right. Okay. And so grandparents are really hurt. Parents my age were angry. But the grandparents are really hurt. And so I have the younger kids still at home, 13, 12, and 11, right? And so I have a chance to try to do a hard reset. You know how when you if your computer mess up, you do control alt delete and you shut it down and let it stay dormant for 60 seconds before you start it up again. So I'm doing control alt delete with the other three. That's in fact, I'm calling them control alt delete. I said, hey,
Well,
come here,
that's a great
control.
pet.
Hey, come here, alt delete. What the hard reset is, they see things now. They're like, Mom,
Well,
can we go to Kane's? I'm sorry, go ahead.
what did Fred Sanford say? I brought you into this world and I can take you out.
Baby, I'm letting them see the real deal. They're like, Mom, can we go to Kane's? I'm like, it's Tuesday. Do you want this phone bill paid? Would you like to have heat in the house? Do you want to have running water, hot water? No, we go to Kane's on Fridays. I downgraded this cable bill so they don't get to see everything they want to see. Nope, we're not getting new iPads this year. And you can keep using them same phones just because the new one came out. We can't afford it. Close these curtains, keep these blinds closed. No, you can't look outside because we got to keep the heat in the house. So they're kind of getting it, and they got more chores. And I stopped cutting the crust off the bread. See, that's what we lost. America. That's where we lost them. When we start cutting the crust off the bread, they won. They won, Eric. That's when they won.
Well, I sense you found a new cause.
I am just my little feelings be hurt, Eric. I text my son on a Tuesday. Hey, buddy, I love you. How's everything going at work? Thursday night, I get a thumbs up.
You were hoping for something more.
Yeah, a little connection, a little, how are you doing, Mom? How was your week? Are you still alive? Did you survive? Had any attackers? House still standing? Any pipe leaks or burst? How's work? How's business? You didn't have any aneurysms. Kidneys and liver still work, right? No COVID diagnosis. Blood pressure in check. Something. Something, Eric. I guess a thumbs up. If I'm lucky.
I hear you.
If I'm lucky.
I hear
if
you.
I'm lucky. So I'm feeling some kind of way. That's how the young people say when they can't really describe the emotions, they say, I'm feeling some kind of way about it. So I'm feeling some kind of way about it. I should talk to a therapist, but I just talked to you. So I probably am done now.
Well, good luck with your quest.
Thank you. Thoughts and prayers are needed, not just for me, but any parents who are dealing with adult children that they know they did their best raising and loving, who have now decided to go no contact. That is a new phenomenon that that we're going to have to figure out how to deal with. And here's the thing. We can't call our parents because they ain't go through it. You know how when you're going through something, you call your mama? You know, you call your mama all the time. You say, Mom, when you went through this or when this happened, how'd you deal with this, that, or the other? You know, when new things happen, there's nobody to call. So we're just trying to figure this thing out on our own.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know who's trying to figure out? Melvin Carter. He's trying to figure out what to do next because Kalee Herr came out of nowhere 3 months before Election Day, knocked on 40,000 doors with hundreds of volunteers, answered every email she got, and now she's got the title of mayor-elect for the great city of St. Paul. Eric, what in the hell happened? How did this came out of nowhere?
Well, I read in the St. Paul paper that Mayor Carter didn't even have a campaign manager. He must have expected to kind of coast, I guess, and Kalee Herr, who is a state representative of some note, got into the race in August only and door knocked many, many doors and presented a kind of nuts and bolts. We're going to do the fundamentals of the city and we're going to get the city back on track. And third terms are tough, Shaletta. Mayor Carter was looking for a third term in office, and they are often not victorious for the person that has two terms looking for a third. So that, I suppose that played into it. And I think there may be just a general sense that St. Paul is stagnating, problems downtown on University and Snelling. That just wasn't happening for St. Paul, kind of lost its mojo a little bit.
Well, you know, I spend some time in St. Paul, not a fair amount. I have like destinations that I go to. Like I'll go to Rondo and my boys will get haircuts over at Grooming House Barbershop. I'll go over to Boots Caves by Carolyn over on Selby and Dale because, you know, I'll be buying flowers or she has like a little gift shop. You know, Tamika Jones has lip esteem. And so I try to get over there to support those small business owners who otherwise would go out of business if we didn't intentionally make the effort to go over there and purchase their products or services. And so I don't spend a lot of time, Eric, downtown. But yesterday, I got contracted by the Minnesota Department of Health to promote their insulin program on my podcast network, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. And I said, I'm going to go downtown because there's a pharmacy there that's going to let me come in, get video of insulin and stand in front of behind the counter and do my little stand up. Right. And so I haven't been downtown in a long time. And Eric, when I drove downtown St. Paul on a Friday afternoon, when the skies were clear and the weather was nice and crisp on a fall Minnesota day, I looked at my photographer, Katie Falco, and I said, I see why Mel lost. It was like a ghost town. It was like somebody had put a fence up around downtown St. Paul and said, this is now the set of a movie. Unless you have a SAG-AFTRA card, you can't get in here. I've never seen a more destitute or desolate downtown. And I love the city of Detroit. So that ought to tell you something.
Well, you've analyzed the situation very well, I think. And it turned up at the voting place, the ballot box.
Now, one of the things I was reading a Star Tribune column and Jeff Hayden, they talked to him about what happened and how, you know, she came kind of like, quote unquote, out of nowhere and surprised everyone. And now she's the mayor elect of the great city of St. Paul. And one of the things he said is that Minnesotans are very passive aggressive. Like they won't say anything to him, but he said that there had been whispers. Were you hearing anything from experts or people? Because you got your ear to the street about, political elections and politicians and that kind of thing.
I think some of the wise guys toward the end of the campaign were kind of saying, it may not happen, but look out, this is a race. This is close. And so, I think there was some inkling that something was up, but I think it's a mild surprise because she got in so late. So a mild surprise, but, they have all seven women on the St. Paul City Council and now a female mayor, and she's, of a Mouse Hmong heritage and the first woman, St. Paul. And so there's a lot of historic firsts in here as well.
Yeah. Okay. So we got to take our first commercial break. Speaking of first, we'll have more with our friend, former WCCO, could be soon to be, I'm making the invitation, newest member of the WCCO radio, if he decides to come on back home right here on the Shaletta Show. Stick around.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It is 2:26, and today we are playing nothing but Sounds of Blackness tunes on the Shaletta Show. Why? Because they announced the 2026 Grammy nominees. And somehow somebody fell and bumped their head, Eric Escala, because the Sounds of Blackness latest song, We're Unstoppable, was not listed as one of the 2026 Grammy nominated tunes.
Highway Robbery.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We need to start a change.org petition. They've got all these auto-tuned, non-singing performers nominated for Grammys that nobody's ever heard of. You know that's not what they really sound like in concert. They're not singing live. You know, these little teeny boppers with hardly any clothes on. And then you've got a group like the Sounds of Blackness with real musicians like Billy Steele and Gary Hines and Patricia Lacey Aiken. And they're playing real instruments. And they're really representing Minnesota, and they don't get picked. So I gotta come up with something. I'm gonna come up with my own awards or something. They gonna get a trophy. It'll be a shammy. Maybe we'll call it a shammy, a Shaletta Grammy. What do you think about that?
Well, if anybody can pull it off, it's you.
It's me. We're gonna have a whole ceremony. I'm gonna have you host it. You're gonna be the host. You'll be the host. Maybe we can get you. Now, do you sing at all?
No, I'm you know, in the shower, maybe.
Now, you know, when we were growing up, everybody had to take music lessons or have a musical instrument that they played. Did you do any singing then in school or do any instruments?
Well, I take a jazz guitar lesson every week and have for many years. Chris Olson, mm-hmm. one of the great local guitar players, is my teacher. And I have a lesson every Wednesday.
What? Now, see, I learned something new about you. Okay. So, sir, are you going to have like a showcase or something that we can all go to, wear our little berets and our striped pants and our, you know, knit trousers and come sit with our long cigarettes and listen to you play jazz guitar?
I look at it this way, that I've suffered for my music and there's no reason you have to.
Okay. So somebody, I'm going to volunteer myself, has to come over on a Wednesday and get video of you playing your jazz guitar and post it on social. I'm going to volunteer myself. I'm going to find a babysitter. I'm going to take the time. You text me the location. I'm totally there because I think the people of the great state of Minnesota, we owe it to them to show them your great jazz guitar skills.
Okay. I'll take it under advisement.
you get back with me after you chat with your team. That's what I tell people. Let me talk to my team and I'll get back with you. Somebody was like, what team? I was like, me, Jesus and the Holy Ghost. I don't know. Team. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But yeah, that's how I say no. Let me get with my team and I'll get back with you.
Saying no is a trick. I mean, it's a skill.
It is. It is. And Minnesotans have mastered that. Because I have left out of meetings with people that I was sure, Eric, that we were going to do business together. And turns out they were telling me no all along. But when I talked to another Minnesotan about how the meeting went, they were like, oh, no, they're not going to do business with you. And I was like, what are y'all talking about? They said we were going to do business. And they were like, no, that's Minnesota for don't call me, I'll call you.
Can I use you as a one-woman focus group?
You probably could.
During the campaign, both parties have been talking about the affordability crisis, mm-hmm. that stuff costs too much. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you're seeing that in your circle, an affordability problem.
No, I don't think it's an affordability problem in my circle. What I'm seeing in my circle is exhaustion. People are exhausted. They're tired. You know, they're tired because they can't travel like they want to without anxiety. You know, they're up sleeping at night because they're not sleeping well at night because they've got people that have been working with them at their home for years, handymen, lawn crew, maintenance men, housekeepers, that they are afraid to call to come by and do the work because they don't want someone calling ICE on them. You know, the people that I know are exhausted and tired and frustrated. And you know, at this point, we're just really trying to keep our cool, keep our head together. Like, it's enough. If I didn't know Jesus, if I wasn't a praying woman, if I didn't have my faith and go to church every Sunday and pray every morning and in the afternoon, you would probably catch me sitting at a red light with my foot on the brake, with my hand over the steering wheel, crying. Because at this point, it's like, how much can you take? after the school shooting and the airport crisis and the immigration crisis, and you know, now people you know, don't have the food that they need and or the funds to buy that food, and you know, now you know, people who left jobs to start their own businesses that were excited about being able to have their own health care because they didn't they stayed on jobs because of the healthcare that they don't have to stay on anymore, might have to go back to work if they can't afford the healthcare that was in place. People are just exhausted. They're tired of fighting with their neighbors who think differently from them. I mean, people are just, it's absolute emotional chaos right now. And folks are worn out. So I don't even think we've gotten to the fact that we can't afford stuff because we're just emotionally drained.
How does that translate into a political issue for you?
Somebody needs to offer some hope. Remember, Obama won on hope. Obama won on hope. Obama got a Nobel Prize for not being George W. Bush. He won on hope that things could get better for people to have hope. And if you see, you know, across the country, how this last November 4th election cycle went, you know, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for some hope, some relief. It's like being bullied at school every day, you know, you know, and you have to go to school. Like, we have to wake up and live here. We have to show up for our community and our kids. It's like when kids go to school, they have to go to school, and to go to school every day somewhere you have to go and get bullied. That's what it feels like living in America right now for a lot of people in my circle. It's like we wake up every day and we open the door to get punched in the face. We feel like we open the door every day to walk out of here with a smile on our face, trying to be strong, trying to show up for our family and our community, only to get punched in the face and bullied and kicked in the gut and pushed down and have our liver stomped on.
It's interesting because I think Minneapolis in an odd year city election without the midterm or the president on the ballot, they had like 55% turnout in the city of Minneapolis, which is extremely high for a city election. And it's very interesting how some of these issues turn up at the ballot box, and people may be beaten down, but there was a nice turnout of voters on Tuesday in Minneapolis.
Well, and we're beaten down emotionally, but we still want to see change. And that's why we came. We were like, hey, look, something's got to change. Let me get out here. Maybe I can be part of the change. But I think the Democrats are missing out on an opportunity to offer that hope again. Like nobody's offering that hope. You know, I understand change. Change is great. But change got us where we are. And so somebody's got to tell me that it's going to get better and offer me that hope. And that's what I think the messaging should be. It looks like Obama has, you know, bucked trends, right? Usually when somebody, you know, was president, they don't get back off into politics and speaking and endorsing candidates. They usually stay quiet. You'll see that with George W. Bush's father as well. You know, they didn't really get into things, but, you know, Obama's out there on the campaign trail. So maybe he can revive his hope message. Okay, we got to take a quick commercial break. We promised to talk about Minneapolis next. We're going to do that when we come back.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is 2:39. I am continuing my conversation with my good buddy, Eric Escala, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. No stranger to this radio station. I was in Lindsay Peterson's office, my boss, and I'm just saying I'm in the boss's office a lot, just because, you know, of who I am and what I do. And I saw a young Eric Escala on a photo. You got to tell us, what was your favorite thing about working here?
Well, I got to cover politics for full time for 26 years, was there a total 30 years, worked with Sid Hartman every morning for many, many, you know, 25 years. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful and grateful.
Well, I mean, like I said, I've deputized myself. It sounds like you have fun. I don't know why you wouldn't want to come back to seat right. Who would not want to sit across from me for 8 hours a day? Like, we would be right there side by side. Like, I could just like roll my chair over to your area. We would be elbow to elbow. We would be able to have these type of conversations every day, all day long. Does not that sound appealing to you, sir?
It might turn you into a no contact person. With me.
Oh, my God. Okay. I just want to say I so appreciate you being here, a legend in this industry, for coming on my show, for being, you know, I know people don't like to use certain terms, but being like a big brother or uncle to me. I just so appreciate you always being there, being honest, pulling my tail, pulling my chain, passing information, things that I need to know. I know that I'm a better broadcaster because of you. And before you go, though, you got to talk to me about Jacob Fry. Because we talked about how difficult it was, and these people in Minneapolis came out with all the challenges and all the drama and overwhelmingly voted him in.
Well, Melvin Carter didn't get a third term. Jacob Fry did in Minneapolis.
Yes.
And he did it in the face of kind of semi-organized opposition from three challengers. And he was, I think it was 41-31% after the first count in ranked choice voting. So you got to get to 50% or better. And so they took the second choice votes and distributed them in the second reading of the thing. And he won over Senator Fateh. And it was he was armed with a ton of dough, Shaletta.
Yeah. OK, I was going to ask you, do you think the money did it? Was it all about the money?
Well, it wasn't all about the money, but the money played a big role. The better-heeled candidate as far as campaign finances won here. But it's going to be very interesting to see how the city council shapes up. If you know, it's a strong mayor system now in Minneapolis, and Mayor Fry has been accused of not working and playing well with others and contentious with the past city council. It'll be interesting to see if they have enough votes to override his vetoes, if there are some, how the council is going to work with a little bit of a new council dealing with the same mayor. A lot of interest, I think, in how Minneapolis shakes out. And he's calling it Minneapolis on the comeback trail, reviving itself. And it'll just be very interesting what kind of a path that takes as he begins a third term with a modified city council from what he's had the past 4 years.
What do these two mayoral elections say about our state when people are on the outside looking in?
Well, that's a great question. I don't think we know. I think this is more broadly speaking about politics in this day and age at local, state, and national levels. I'm from the who knows school, and pundits have to be very modest and very humble when they predict stuff is going to happen. You know, Yogi Berra said, I'm not good at predicting things, especially about the future. And that's kind of where I am now. And I think it's a kind of a wait and see. The midterm elections are a year from now in Minneapolis. The city party is under some sort of supervision by the state DFL for some shenanigans or some miscues that happened at the city of Minneapolis DFL endorsing convention last spring. And so for the 2026 campaign, when all 201 legislators, the governor, an open Senate seat, they're all on the ballot in 2026. From the Democratic point of view, it's going to be very interesting to see if the socialist type voters in Minneapolis aren't excited about Tim Walz running for a third term, whether they decide to stay home. The open Senate seat's going to be very competitive on the Democratic side for the nomination. Republicans may have not seen the field yet for the Republican U.S. Senate race. And there's the Speaker of the House, Lisa Daymuth, who is now running as a Republican candidate for governor against Tim Walz. Kristen Robbins from Maple Grove, who chairs the Anti-Fraud Committee in the Minnesota House, is also running for governor. Who knows? She might get a call and get recruited to run for the U.S. Senate and give Daymuth a clearer path. So, again, I'm from the who knows school.
Well, who knows? You may be sitting next to me at WCCO Radio coming on back home. Who knows? I might start that rumor. Just put it right on out there and let the chips fall where they may. Eric Escola has been joining us to talk politics. Would you say when what?
When is the Cottage Grove mayoral election next?
Oh, I don't know. I got to check. We had school board candidates. I think it's next year. I'm not running for no office. I know you're not about to say that.
Well, I'm just saying it's an option.
It is not an option. I like to drink, fight, and cuss.
And well, you fit right in.
Get off my phone. I love you. I will talk to you later.
All right,
you
had a great visit with you. All the best.
All right, God bless you. Y'all stick around. It's 12:46. We'll be right back. It is 12:48. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk A30 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. We are listening to Sounds of Blackness tunes all afternoon because the 2026 list of Grammy nominees came out yesterday. And the Sounds of Blackness new tune, Were Unstoppable, was not on the list. And I looked at this list, y'all. There's a lot of AI tuning. People who are not really singing, a lot of Milli Vanillian going on. I just could not believe real singers and musicians as decorated as Sounds of Blackness with Billy Steele and Gary Hines and Jamecia Bennett and Patricia Lacey Aiken. They didn't get nominated. Henry Lake is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Henry, that to me sounds like a travesty.
Absolutely. Like, I had Gary Hines on a couple of weeks ago when the news broke that we lost D'Angelo due to cancer. And we talked about Unbreakable. And, I mean, to know that we've got AI in the mix, like, what are we doing?
Oh, my God. You ought to see this list of Grammy nominees. Half of these people I know for a fact can't be singing because they sound like they are computer generated musicians. And, you know, Sounds of Blackness, they've won Grammys in the past. They've been nominated for Grammys. And, you know, the fact that they are not listed in any of the categories, I was just I just have to say I was dumbfounded that one day ago when the list came out that Sounds of Blackness is not nominated. That's crazy to me.
Does anything in the world make sense right now though, Shaletta? I mean, that's
probably, probably that would be a no. That would be a no.
but you know, I gotta say this though, real quick, because you're lucky that I'm on the show. I got a bone to pick with Shaletta Brundage, because I am just leaving an annual event that I'm a part of that I host and MC for the Highland Friendship Club. And I do it with Joe Mauer, who's Joe Mauer's their biggest supporter. And
yes.
So I'm there and we're bowling and shaking hands and kissing babies and all this stuff, whatever. And there was a nice, wonderful WCCO listener by the name of Cindy. And she was like, oh, Henry, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting Highland Friendship Club. I do got to tell you, you know, Shaletta, your colleague, she is hilarious. She is so funny. And, yeah, she was talking about how she met Spike Lee, and Spike Lee smells better than you. And I said, hold on now. This is a true story. This literally just happened 30 minutes ago. Cindy might be listening in her vehicle right now, leaving the event. And I kind of got defensive real quick, right? Like, I got defensive. And I told her, I said, Cindy, I said, thank you for listening. You are amazing. We appreciate you at the Good Neighbor. But I will say this. That's the one thing that I will say about Spike Lee and me. We're both Morehouse men, so that's how we roll.
Oh, well, yeah, Cindy told no lies. Cindy told no lies because I went to see Purple Rain the musical on Wednesday for opening night. Now, were you there or were you working?
I was working. I mean, you didn't give me the invite, so.
So I did not want to take you away. You know, vacation time is tight, and you know, I know you want to save that for family events and stuff like that, because you do a lot of going out of town, so I don't want to bother you. But anyway I was there, and somebody said Spike Lee is in the building. I said, oh, I can't wait to see Spike Lee. I said, when I see Spike Lee, whenever I see him, I'm gonna hang out with him. I'm gonna pitch him my movie, and the next thing you know, it's gonna be a movie about me, you know, in theaters near you. And so I was praying for real, and I got ready to walk out, and I walk right up on him. And Harry,
Time out. Now let's be honest. That's not right. How it rolls with Shaletta Brundage.
No, really,
what you did was you stalked that man. You stalked that man. So stop lying to the listening audience. You stalked that man.
Henry, why you put my business in the stream?
I didn't met Spike before. I didn't met Spike multiple times. I didn't met him here in Minneapolis, and the very first time I ever met him was at King's Chapel on the campus of Morehouse College as a freshman. Spike Lee is not a big human being. So you was like a person for Spike.
Yeah. So you know your coworker. Okay. So I was looking for little bitty men all night, and I know little bitty men because I was married to a little bitty man. So I know how to identify little bitty men in the crowd. Okay. So I had practiced stalking my little bitty husband, and so I knew how to stalk little bitty Spike Lee. So I looked around in the crowd, and I said, I'm gonna find him. And so he had on this white almost like a alpaca hoodie with a zipper up a jacket, and he had the hood completely covering his face, and he had it pulled tight so that all you could see were like the top rim of his glasses and his lip. You couldn't see his chin, you couldn't see part of his cheek. And when he walked by with that slow bop, I might not want to say this because I might get arrested, but I grabbed him by the arm and I said, hey, are you Spike Lee? And he looked at me, and I swear, that man had fear in his eyes. He was like, yes, but ma'am. I said, I said, this is my town. You done came to my town, see our prince at this show. I'm going to get a picture. And he was like, please, if I take a picture with you, I'm going to have to take a picture with everybody. And I said, no, you're not, because these people know me. So we good. And he was like, I can't do it. How about I give you a hug? And I said, okay, that is a fair compromise. So we had a big giant bear hug, and I told him I loved him, and then he slow bopped his way over there to his wife. And so when I got home,
he would have gave me a picture.
See, you ain't have to big for me like that. But when I on all the way home, I was like, man, something smells good. And so when I got home and I took my clothes off, I was like, oh my God, it's his cologne. And I smelled that shirt and it was so delicious. And I was like, whatever he's wearing, he smells better than Henry Lake, and that's hard to beat. Like, I told this to Susie Jones yesterday. I said to Susie, Spike Lee smells better than Henry Lake. And she was like, no, that's not possible. Because you are the best smelling person in the building.
So why don't you, because you're pretty smart, you're pretty articulate. How about you put two and two together? Spike Lee, Morehouse Man, in Minneapolis, how you know he didn't get it from me?
Y'all was hanging out and you didn't call me. You didn't call me.
My phone is breaking up.
Your phone is not breaking up. The phones don't break up like that, like on 1 and 3. Phones break up and you hit every third word, not every word, just with a pause in it. That's not how phones do.
Oh my God.
You can hear me. You can hear me. Oh, you make
me see you. Is that Lindsay in the background?
Henry, are you there? Henry.
I can hear you, Lindsay. If you can hear Lizzie, you can hear me because we're on the same frequency. Lizzie, you're back.
What'd you say, Shaletta? You back.
You were hanging out with Spike Lee behind my back.
I didn't say that. I told
Susie, I said, I've never hugged a man and smelled that good from hugging a man. It was the only other person I did was Henry Lake. And I've been around D.L. Hughley, that's Sean's friend. I hugged Bill Cosby before the charges, right? I've hugged some folk, okay? I've hugged some good smelling men, but I have.
Lindsay,
don't let Henry Lake come on this show anymore, okay? Henry Lake is going to get me fired. He's going to get me fired. I am fired up for the next hour of the Shaletta Show. Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It is 12:48. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk A30 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. We are listening to Sounds of Blackness tunes all afternoon because the 2026 list of Grammy nominees came out yesterday, and the Sounds of Blackness new tune, "We're Unstoppable," was not on the list. And I looked at this list, y'all. There's a lot of AI tuning. People who are not really singing, a lot of Milli Vanillian going on. I just could not believe real singers and musicians as decorated as Sounds of Blackness, with Billy Steele and Gary Hines and Jamecia Bennett and Patricia Lacey Aiken. They didn't get nominated. Henry Lake is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Henry, that to me sounds like a travesty.
Absolutely. Like, I had Gary Hines on a couple of weeks ago when the news broke that we lost D'Angelo due to cancer. And we talked about Unbreakable. And, I mean, to know that we've got AI in the mix, like, what are we doing?
Oh, my God. You ought to see this list of Grammy nominees. Half of these people I know for a fact can't be singing because they sound like they are computer generated musicians. And, you know, Sounds of Blackness, they've won Grammys in the past. They've been nominated for Grammys. And, you know, the fact that they are not listed in any of the categories, I was dumbfounded that one day ago when the list came out, that Sounds of Blackness is not nominated. That's crazy to me.
Does anything in the world make sense right now, though, Shaletta? I mean, that's
probably. Probably that would be a no. That would be a no.
but you know, I gotta say this though, real quick, because you're lucky that I'm on the show. I got a bone to pick with Shaletta Brundage, because I am just leaving an annual event that I'm a part of that I host and MC for the Highland Friendship Club. And I do it with Joe Mauer, who's Joe Mauer's their biggest supporter. And
yes.
So I'm there and we're bowling and shaking hands and kissing babies and all this stuff, whatever. And there was a nice, wonderful WCCO listener by the name of Cindy. And she was like, oh, Henry, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting Highland Friendship Club. I do got to tell you, you know, Shaletta, your colleague, she is hilarious. She is so funny. And, yeah, she was talking about how she met Spike Lee, and Spike Lee smells better than you. And I said, hold on now. This is a true story. This literally just happened 30 minutes ago. Cindy might be listening in her vehicle right now, leaving the event. And I kind of got defensive real quick, right? Like, I got defensive. And I told her, I said, Cindy, I said, thank you for listening. You are amazing. We appreciate you at the Good Neighbor. But I will say this. That's the one thing that I will say about Spike Lee and me. We're both Morehouse men, so that's how we roll.
Oh, well, yeah. Cindy told no lies because I went to see Purple Rain, the musical, on Wednesday for opening night. Now, were you there or were you working?
I was working. I mean, you didn't give me the invite, so.
strike two. Okay. So I did not want to take you away. You know, vacation time is tight, and you know, I know you want to save that for family events and stuff like that, because you do a lot of going out of town. So I don't want to bother you. But anyway, so I was there, and somebody said Spike Lee is in the building. I said, oh, I can't wait to see Spike Lee. I said, when I see Spike Lee, whenever I see him, I'm gonna hang out with him. I'm gonna pitch him my movie, and the next thing you know, it's gonna be a movie about me, you know, in theaters near you. And so I was praying for real, and I got ready to walk out, and I walk right up on him. And Harry,
Time out. Now let's be honest. That's not right. How it rolls with Shaletta Brundage.
No, really,
what you did was you stalked that man. You stalked that man. So stop lying to the listening audience. You stalked that man.
Henry, why you put my business in the street?
I didn't met Spike before. I didn't met Spike multiple times. I didn't met him here in Minneapolis, and the very first time I ever met him was at King's Chapel on the campus of Morehouse College as a freshman. Spike Lee is not a big human being. So you was like a person for Spike.
Yeah. So you know your coworker. Okay. So I was looking for little bitty men all night, and I know little bitty men because I was married to a little bitty man. So I know how to identify little bitty men in the crowd. Okay. So I had practiced stalking my little bitty husband. And so I knew how to stalk little bitty Spike Lee. So I looked around in the crowd and I said, I'm gonna find him. And so he had on this white, almost like a alpaca hoodie with a zipper up a jacket, and he had the hood completely covering his face, and he had it pulled tight so that all you could see were like the top rim of his glasses and his lip. You couldn't see his chin, you couldn't see part of his cheek. And when he walked by with that slow bop, I might not want to say this because I might get arrested, but I grabbed him by the arm and I said, hey, are you Spike Lee? And he looked at me, and I swear, that man had fear in his eyes. He was like, yes, but ma'am. I said, mm-mm. I said, this is my town. You done came to my town, see our prince at this show. I'm going to get a picture. And he was like, please, if I take a picture with you, I'm going to have to take a picture with everybody. And I said, no, you're not, because these people know me. So we good. And he was like, I can't do it. How about I give you a hug? And I said, okay, that is a fair compromise. So we had a big giant bear hug, and I told him I loved him, and then he slow bopped his way over there to his wife. And so when I got home,
he would have gave me a picture.
See, you ain't have to big for me like that. But when I on all the way home, I was like, man, something smells good. And so when I got home and I took my clothes off, I was like, oh my God, it's his cologne. And I smelled that shirt and it was so delicious. And I was like, whatever he's wearing, he smells better than Henry Lake, and that's hard to beat. Like, I told this to Susie Jones yesterday. I said to Susie, I said, Spike Lee smells better than Henry Lake. And she was like, no, that's not possible. Because you are the best smelling person in the building.
So why don't you, because you're pretty smart, you're pretty articulate. How about you put two and two together? Spike Lee, Morehouse Man, in Minneapolis, how you know he didn't get it from me?
Y'all was hanging out and you didn't call me. You didn't call me.
My phone is breaking up. Your phone is not breaking up.
The phones don't break up like that, like on 1 and 3. Phones break up and you hit every third word, not every word, just with a pause in it. That's not how phones do.
Oh my God.
You can hear me. You can hear me. Oh, you make
me. Is that Lindsay in the background?
Henry, are you there? Henry.
I can hear you, Lindsay. If you can hear Lindsay, you can hear me because we're on the same frequency. Lindsay,
You're back. What'd you say, Shaletta? You back.
You were hanging out with Spike Lee behind my back.
I didn't say that. I told
Susie, I said, I've never hugged a man and smelled that good from hugging a man. It was the only other person I did was Henry Lake. And I've been around D.L. Hughley, that's Sean's friend. I hugged Bill Cosby before the charges, right? I've hugged some folk, okay? I've hugged some good smelling men, but I
have.
Lindsay, don't let Henry Lake come on this show anymore, okay? Henry Lake is going to get me fired. He's going to get me fired. I am fired up for the next hour of the Shaletta Show. Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.